Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Belanger. Batting third. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Del Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Batting third. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Fossey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Milt Wilcox. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Belanger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belanger hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Belanger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards third. Nettle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Andy Echeverry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverry is 0 for 1 in the game. Echeverry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0-for-1 in the game. Fossey hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0-for-2 in the game. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McNally moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell is walked intentionally. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Wilcox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilcox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilcox hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0-for-2 in the game. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-2 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fossey for a passed ball. Johnson moves to second. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0-for-2 in the game. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilcox, and towards Leon, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Bellinger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fosse settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund takes first base on ball 4. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rettenmund. The throw from Fosse and he is safe. Rettenmund steals second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Blair reaches second base with a double. Rettenmund scores. Powell moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Ed Farmer now pitching. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Duffy bunts towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Duffy for the out. McCraw moves to second. Two outs. Roy Foster pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson strikes out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 0 for 3 in the game. Echeverrin takes first base on ball 4. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McNally is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Echeverrin moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 4 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Etchy Barron scores. Buford moves to second. It's 2-0, Orioles. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buford moves to third. Bellinger moves to second. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Powell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 6-0, Orioles. Vince Colbert now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 3 in the game. Unser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McNally fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 3 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.